the Turkowitz's longstanding fairy tale-like relationship that's documented in the many, many letters that were submitted.
For about 1 hour, defense attorney Rodney Personius cited numerous testimonials from individuals who described Martin Turkowitz as a devoted, loving man, challenged with caring for a blind son and for his ailing wife of more than 60 years. Rita Turkowitz was in the care of a Cheektowaga nursing home last September when her husband admittedly attacked her with a claw hammer. Martin Turkowitz shook and teared up as he expressed his remorse in court.
I am completely responsible for my actions and admit that I made a mistake, a horrible mistake, a decision, thinking that I could end my wife's pain and suffering. Only God has that right.
Mrs. Turkowitz, it was revealed, has recovered from the attack, and according to the couple's youngest daughter, has forgiven her husband and yearns to see him again. Judge Kenneth Case stated there is no doubt of the love the Turkowitzes have for each other, and he does not believe there was malicious intent behind the assault. But even under the circumstances, Case said he could not let Mr. Turkowitz go unpunished.
I think to not impose some amount of incarceration would be to condone or acquiesce in the conduct that happened, that occurred here. And we obviously can't have people running around with hammers, bludgeoning their wives because they think that it's their wish that they die.
Upon his release, Turkowitz will be allowed to visit his wife under third-party supervision through the year 2026. Judge Case denied a request to allow him until Monday to surrender. He was immediately taken into custody, though not placed in cuffs, as he walked out of the courtroom. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.